For 120 years, Mount Carmel College of Nursing has prepared nurses to serve our communities. Here, our students can earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree and take their education all the way to a Doctor of Nursing practice with small class sizes and help every step of the way. Want to learn more? Visit mccn.edu/visit to schedule your campus visit today. That's mccn.edu/visit.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are here with Ireland Gateway to Europe. So I've mentioned them a few times on the show now. And we had Terry and Ray and others who are part of the travelling delegation on with us. But with me now are AD McGuinness. AD is the co-founder of Ireland Gateway to Europe and he's chair of Sigma Recruitment. And as well, I have Claire Kelly. And Claire is head of partnerships and growth with Sigma as well. So Claire and AD, you're both very, very welcome. So AD, I mean, give us the pitch again. Remind us, Ireland Gateway to Europe.
Yeah, this is actually the 14th year that we've come to North America, we'll say this year. We've come transatlantic, and as we said, the short version was 14 years ago, Ireland was struggling. We're talking about green jerseys, and really to amplify the FDI message, we thought we'd get boots on the ground. At that time, it was probably good. We had about 50 people traveling over, and it was about, we used the expression, you've heard it a million times, we weren't fundraising, we were friend raising. I have to say, if we were friend raising, we were very successful, because it certainly struck a chord in the US that we were non-government, even though we've had quite a few ex-Taoiseach and people join us, but that we were actually going on our own bat and our own dollar and just creating friendships, and it's been good. And also, again, we've discussed a bit, particularly around COVID, the serendipity of actually meeting people face-to-face. You know, the first lunch we'll have today, we'll have about 70 Irish and about 70 Canadian CEOs. So your sums are good, about 5,000 possibilities for interaction. And in that, honestly, I'm sure we've accelerated and maybe initiated some investments in Ireland, but also some of our guys investing companies over here. I've got friends now from US that we've met on a trip only that we co-invest both in Ireland and also over here. It's been great fun. Like, even arriving in Toronto yesterday, you guys are here, which is great for the atmosphere as well. Just a great buzz within the group.
And so you mentioned, say, at the outset, back in the dark old days, kind of we were on our uppers, and that's part of the reason that all of this started. That mission has changed, and you and I have talked about that as well. And you touched on it there, you know, as kind of the economy improved in Ireland. We started looking the other way as well to expand into North America. It's changed again kind of to a degree now, or certainly the atmosphere has changed, hasn't it? It's part of the reason maybe we're in Canada.
Well, Canada is a huge one, yeah. I mean, you've probably heard this fact, I think we should be learning in school, that Ireland in absolute terms, we'll mention US once even though we're in Canada, is the sixth largest investor in the US. Again, you've heard that. And I'm not saying it was because of our trip, but all the interactions, all the partnerships, all the complexities about funding, it takes face-to-face meetings, and it's definitely enhanced. Yeah, so then Canada, we actually decided before the US election that we'd come to Toronto, fifth biggest city in North America, G7 country with deep Irish relations at all different types of levels. And then, of course, the world blew up, and now we're looking at Canada Ireland 2.0. So it feels like we're here at ground zero again, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's a kind of incredible timing for it all. And Claire, how then have you found, say, the experience? Because you've been involved in these trips as well now for a number of years. And this year it is that little bit different, new country on the agenda. How has that been from your point of view?
It's been absolutely amazing. Like, I think we were actually having a conversation, myself and Eileen Dunn, just when we were coming in from the airport yesterday.
Shameless name drop. It's not shameless.
It's fine. but we were coming in from the airport yesterday. We were just thinking, like, how many people do we know that emigrated to Canada in the last 5-6 years alone is insane. So it's nice to see that we're pushing from a business perspective here and looking at it from a different point of view. Everyone that we've met in Canada so far has been so welcoming, so helpful, so cheerful. So I'm loving it so far. So let's see how it goes.
Eileen Dunn is actually going to be on the show as well later in the week. She's on the bookshelf on Tuesday, placing her favourite read up on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf here from Toronto. So I look forward to that. The kind of the Irish American story as well, it's so well told, you know, and we're all so well aware of it. We tend not maybe to celebrate or to be a bit more ignorant of the Irish history in this country, mm-hmm. in Canada. But I mean, it's so rich, particularly from maybe kind of the northern half of the country and this huge Ulster Scots kind of migration towards Canada.
Yeah, I'm loving it because they all understand my accent, so it's even better. But no, there is actually, there's a huge depth of history that I wasn't even aware of until we were planning the itinerary for this trip. So one of our stops is going to be the Irish Famine Memorial on Wednesday before we fly to Boston as well. So it's just nice to understand like where your ancestors have come from, what they've gone through as well. And it's nice to actually experience it firsthand as well while we're here.
And Aidy, I know that there's guys from Invest Northern Ireland and everything on the trip as well. To what extent is it a kind of a 32 county picture that's presented?
Well, again, we're non-government. You know, our primary relationship was and still is with the IDA, who are really well represented here with Deirdre Moran. But we're inclusive and everything. So it's, as much as it's business going both directions, certainly 32 counties, absolutely no problem. Invest and I want to get in. In fact, we have a French contingent today, you know. So we're not saying Ireland Gateway to Europe at the exclusion of anything else. We're into partnerships, and we're certainly not going to be dogmatic about you can't be talking about jobs in Derry rather than in Donegal, you know. So we'd be inclusive from that side as well. I mean, again, to the point of, you know, originally, you know this, we tried to go outside of the Irish community because we're largely talking about business, but obviously relationship. But the warmth and the strength and the seniority from Irish first, second generations in Toronto particularly, we're finding, has just been amazing.
We were talking to Ray earlier, Ray O'Driscoll from Shannon Airport, and he made a point that isn't that we've heard on this show many times over the last few months about the sentiment within the business community, the broader business community. And it's not so much that, you know, decisions are being made that are kind of a detriment to Ireland or to Ireland Inc. It's more that no decision is being made. There's a kind of a sense of paralysis, sitting in the hands, we're kind of wait and see. Do you pick that up?
100%. I mean, everyone we've spoken to here, and I mean, Brexit is the close analogy for us, you know, where emotions run high, and then we've got to deal with this business situation, you know. I'm interviewing Neil Nocton at lunchtime, Glenn Dimplex, employ 400 people in Toronto. The complexity, if you take all the emotion and the complexity of dealing with tariffs and potential tariffs being on off, and I think you can feel that it's galvanized the Canadian people, you know. There's a little bit of anti-American stuff, but even practically, it's like an existential change in their view that will go beyond Trump about how they deal with America, their biggest trading partners, you know, a bit like us in sort of Brexit. And we are getting truly, I mean, that's obviously frustration, but generally sort of positive construction vibes. That's what we're trying to develop, you know, and see if Ireland can be, if they're going to come to Europe, which they're definitely doing. I mean, our Ambassador John Concannon is great. He's been talking to very, very highest level of Canadian people, including about this mission that we're doing. And they've all said that's exactly what we need to do.
Yeah, listen, it's always a fascinating trip. And it's particularly at this time, I think, when all of that is happening. So I know you've got a packed agenda and we wish you well. We might catch up as well later in the week, Aidy. All right.
Thanks a million. Thanks, yeah. Kieran.
Thanks Claire. Very much. Thanks. Bye.
That's Claire Kelly and Aidy McGuinness, both here with Aidy's chair, Sigma Recruitment, Claire working with them as well, and Aidy, co-founder of Ireland Gateway to Europe.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
For 120 years, Mount Carmel College of Nursing has prepared nurses to serve our communities. Here, our students can earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree and take their education all the way to a Doctor of Nursing practice with small class sizes and help every step of the way. Want to learn more? Visit mccn.edu/visit to schedule your campus visit today. That's mccn.edu/visit.